Hey world, I'm Legend Knight, and this is Collect Call with my dad, Suge Knight. What you are about to hear is conversations, raw and uncut, about the life of my father and our family legacy moving forward, and his wisdom and experiences over time. He will be honest, vulnerable, and express his state of mind with you on this podcast series. We will be answering everything that you guys want to know, no filter and no lies. History will be made on Collect Call with my dad, Suge Knight. Love you, twin.
It's Suge Knight. Today is Saturday. And I woke up with a lot on my mind. You know, when I was young, I used to say a lot of little shit. And I say stuff like if, when people say if, I say, well, you know, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. And that was the joke. Or if was a fifth, we all be drunk. Right? Now I'm a grown ass man. If our paths are a little different, or we put our culture and our people and God first, the outcomes will be better for us. Like, if my mother would have had an abortion, I wouldn't be here. If my father wouldn't have stayed home and made sure I was able to go to school, I wouldn't be the man I became. If we all understood what we were trying to achieve in life, it would be unbelievable. If games would have never started, it would be so strong, so powerful, and we would be making the world a better place, especially the United States, especially together, if there was no gains. Because when you think about gains, especially on the West Coast, I can speak about because that's where I'm born and raised. If a man or a young man was going to be a great athlete, a great fighter, a great shooter, a great game member, or whatever, he was going to be great whatever he chose to do because he had it in him that God blessed him. And if we didn't pick, well, most of us, we didn't pick like where we grew up at. If my parents bought a house in Compton, I'm from Compton. If their parents bought a house in Watts, they from Watts. Or South Central, or Inglewood, or Long Beach, or wherever. This is the environment that we was born in. Our stupidity made us learn to hate each other without knowing each other because we from different neighborhoods. So gangs destroyed a lot of things still do today. And when you really look at it, it's a situation where some guys would have been a better basketball player maybe than Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson or Kobe Bryant or LeBron. But we never got a chance to find out because either got killed with gang activities, or got shot and couldn't play anymore, or ended up in prison. Same thing with some of the football players who were better than the OJ, or Gale Sayles, or Walter Payton, Jim Brown, or some of the doctors. The doctors could never get any credit or enough money how they keep saving their lives and they could live longer. If we wouldn't allow the people to turn us against each other, East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest, even before we got to those things, what about easy would have listened to me, it would have been ruthless, death row. But listen to this, listen how this sounds. Ruthless, death row, bad boy, Cash Money, Murder Inc., G-Unit, Rockefeller. It's a long list. A long list of strong black men. So when gang stuff started, that started taking lives. turning everybody against each other. And yeah, there was drugs, crack cocaine came. And if there was no crack cocaine, there would still be mothers and fathers at home to raise these kids. If there was no crack cocaine, you wouldn't go into prison forever or getting found in their trunk and their car tied up stinking. Or there wouldn't be women who had to be prostitutes. It's a lot. It all became from crack cocaine. You notice, there are a lot of drug dealers in glorifying because they keep bringing down our community. You have a drug dealer, and for every 100 lives he destroyed, he makes a dollar. So you got a few people getting rich, but cost the whole community to be poor. Now, I started some in the music business. I thought it was incredible. I know it was great. I stopped people from coming to prison, or going to prison. It's a lot of stuff you don't realize. A lot of my homies and people I know have been spending the rest of their life in prison if it wasn't me and my money getting the best lawyers. Or when they was in prison, they would have to ask me to make sure they had a package or tennis shoes or food to eat. I didn't do it out of fear. Only person I feared is God. I did it out of love. Now, if we can't turn the back to hands of time is the only thing that man can't control. They control everything that possibly can be done, but they can't stop time, because time waits on no one. So what needs to be said, help the culture of our people, the culture of hip-hop. Time is now to make it better. Same thing with the athletes. We got to stop letting people rewrite history and make it what they want to be. All these culture vultures. Culture vultures is a man who's not from the culture or a different race of you, and he wants to keep you in slavery by manipulating everybody against each other. I wasn't born privileged. I wasn't born on third base and thought I'd hit a triple. I had to get to the park. Then I had to get my ass on the up the plate, and I had to go for self. Besides that, it's never too late to fix the situation. If you're not talking to make better changes for everyone, you're just talking to be talking. Doing shit. You're not trying to help the shit. You're just saying bullshit. Bullshit is not valuable to no one. When you look at all these things that goes on, everybody having the same ending. Most people out there is miserable. It's miserable because we keep erasing history, allowing somebody to erase history.
Hey, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, but when I was coming up the ranks, money wasn't constantly flowing as fast as my dreams were. I used to wish there was a way I could get some financial momentum without so much stress. I wish we had something like earning back in those days. I mean, let's be real. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should you payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with earning. I know you're wondering what earning is. Well, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck. Then get your money as you work. There are no mandatory fees to you. You just get to enjoy your money earlier. Any money you access is automatically repaid from your next paycheck. You never know when something might pop up, and Earning can help you out. Sometimes I like to surprise my fiance Brett with gifts when she's least expecting it. So join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who have made the app a part of their financial routine. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Collect Call under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. That's Collect Call under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. What's going on? It's Dave Mays from Collect Call with Suge Knight. Here's a lowdown on Prize Picks, the go-to for daily fantasy sports, shaking up how we enjoy and interact with the games we love. The NBA playoffs are underway, so is the new MLB season. And with Prize Picks, you can use your sports smarts to turn predictions into cash. Think you've got the skills? Prove it. With Prize Picks, $10 could become $1,000 with just 4 smart picks across the NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball. It's you against the stats. No massive competition, just your choices. So check this out. I bet on Kyrie Irving to score over 26 points last game, and he delivered. That's the buzz of Prize Picks, testing your sports knowledge and making it count. So download the app today and use code SHUG for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less, it's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code SHUG for a first deposit match up to $100. Don't miss out. Lead the charge, share your wins, and tag at Prize Picks. Let's earn together. Peace.
A lot of these young generations don't know who Jackie Robinson is. Jackie Robinson, a black man, one of the best baseball players who ever did it. He opened the doors for all people to play baseball if it was not white. It was a football player named Gale Sayles. Oh, man, one of the best athletes in the world. He would run running back. He would run kickoffs back. He was unbelievable. They made a movie out of it. One of the best, one of his best friends was a white guy named Piccolo.
This is a story about two men. They competed for the same job. One was white, the other black. One liked to talk a lot.
You said, uh-huh.
The other was shy as a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
These young people need to watch that movie. Out of that great man. Jim Brown was an incredible, incredible running back that we all know. I want to keep with, got a lot of these athletes and start some lacrosse in the ghetto and the inner cities. Jim Brown was the best lacrosse player that ever played the game, and no one knows. Everyone has an opinion about OJ. Most people are scared to speak on OJ because they don't want to get what they call that racist term, blackball. OJ Simpson was one of the best athletes that ever did it in FC, in NFL. And if it weren't for OJ making athletes ever get endorsements, Michael Jordan would have Jordan tennis shoes. Magic Johnson wouldn't be in the business he in today. LeBron James wouldn't have shoes. We can go on and on and on. But it was because of OJ. All the commercials. This guy was so incredible as a running back. This guy broke records where it took people an extra 3 or 4 games. He did it less. He would make these decisions when they can really tackle and hit and try to hurt the running back. Hit with the helmet, hit below the knees, all those type of things. The way the sports was back in the day in the NFL is considered almost like flag today. Those guys was really trying to hurt each other. But OJ did a great thing for a lot of people, but it's overshadowed by the shit that he's acquitted for. At the same time, OJ brought his woman, his wife, family, a business, and a house. And we all feel bad because she passed away. But according to OJ and everyone else, she had a very, 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 very bad drug problem. But still, I'm quite sure myself and everybody else still feel bad that she had to pass away. But basically, what I'm trying to say is, OJ loved this woman so much. He could have any woman he wanted, but love has a way of letting a man know he loves who he loves. And OJ loved her. Regarding OJ did a speech and said she was cheating on him with Marcus Allen, or she was here, or she was there, or she was doing this, he still loved her. For it's a guy at a busboy who left the restaurant. You know that's OJ's wife. You know what they're trying to work out. But he didn't deserve to lose his life.
I'll be there, boom.
Be there.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we asked the ladies what their impressions were of you when they talked to you on the phone, Ron. And here's what they said. One of them said, rough, wild, and oh, so sexy. Second lady said, this guy is mucho macho.
Yeah. At the same time, you being real disrespectful, like, ha, 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 I'm going to go fuck OJ's wife. That being said, is that we judge before we really know the truth. OJ did incredible things for our community, for our people. And the one thing they said that OJ did wrong, he got acquitted for. So now you want us to believe that if, once again, if the courts says you're free, they found you not guilty. So we had a right to say he's guilty. Well, if that's the case, they forced and made me into a deal in a situation where I was definitely innocent. So since I'm innocent, I shouldn't be here. I'm kidnapped here. So we always put the word if there. But before you judge somebody, judge your motherfucking self. OJ was more hated because he was a talented, gifted young man that people considered he was a nice looking young man. OJ was the guy that was great in sports, but he was also a handsome young man. OJ would have been an ugly motherfucker. It wouldn't be so many people jealous of him. So the better you look, the better you act, the better success you have. It's a lonely place because everybody then at that point turns against you. They would lie on you. No, it's not true. There's some attention to put you down. If you ask some of the people who lie on me and you say, well, what happened to Mr. Knight down to you? Oh, he did this for me. He did that for me. He bought me a car. He gave me opportunity. And then you say, what have you done for him? Besides, so talk bad about the man. Why be jealous of the man?
Are you tired of the constant what should we have for dinner dilemma? I know I am, especially since my fiance Brett and I have very different dietary preferences. As a vegan, I often find myself tasked with deciding on two separate meals each night, which usually ends up being takeout. It's a convenient but unsatisfying and expensive way to go. Lately, however, Home Chef has been the better solution. If you're anything like us and looking for a more enjoyable and cost-effective way to have home-cooked meals without the stress of planning, I think you'll enjoy Home Chef too. One of the best things about Home Chef is its extensive variety. With over 30 options a week and a commitment to serving various dietary needs, you can find something that suits your taste and all your family members. The ordering process is simple. The delivery is speedy, and the cooking instructions are easy to follow. Brett lives for Mexican food, and so far she absolutely loves the one-pan turkey burrito skillet. She always upgrades to ground beef for, as she calls it, an extra flair. So for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life and, of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/shug. That's homechef.com/shug for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/shug. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
You know, true. A lot been said about that song. But at the same time, one of the reasons I always put in my mind and my heart to want to see Snoop successful and have love for this guy. And I know I've been bringing him up lately, but it bothered me to the fact that how can you do something like that? How can you do something like that to me? How could you take a guy like Michael Harris, who started a lie? If this guy put money and get these things to Death Row, I would say it's true. But he did not. If he had anything to do with building Death Row or helping Death Row or having the names Death Row, I would say it's true. But it's not. But he was allowed to be in prison. His special treatment from the wardens and FBI and spread these rumors. That was absolutely a lie. One of the reasons they let him out of prison, which I'm glad he did get out of prison, it wasn't because of Snoop. It's because being for 137. One of the reasons my company ended up the way it ended up is that even though it was all lies, they gave me a trustee for Death Row even before the court said I needed a trustee. And it was a former FBI agent by the name of Todd Nelson. When I met with Todd Nelson with a couple other people, Todd Nelson knew from Virgil Roberts, who's involved, and said, hey, we know Lydia Harris is lying. Virgil said, just give her Louis Vuitton bag or some shit, go away. And they said it was going to show that they was lying and giving my company back. And they agreed. And Virgil Roberts knew because he knew for a fact they didn't give me a penny. They gave some money to get Grippy for a studio. He knew for a fact it was not Michael Harris' money. They had all the phone calls and the tapes of him borrowing money from different people and saying, you give me 25 grand, I give you back 50 grand. You give me 50 grand, I give you 100 grand, because he didn't have the bread. And by doing that, he used and lied about they get paid off of Death Row. Now, not only was that fucked up, I still did the right thing because I didn't want to see nobody locked up in prison. The one thing I did, I made sure when the truth came out, when he was trying to get out. But also, Todd Nelson, when we asked about his affiliation to being the 137, Todd Nelson stated that Michael Harris was not his guy. He was not Michael Harris' handler. Michael Harris' handler was his good friend, who also was an FBI agent. So the deck was stacked against me. When all these things happened and went bad, I could have came out smelling like roses, but they would have gave that man $5 death penalty. Because what they used against my lawyers on paper, the situation on paper, in writing, what they told the lawyers to tell his wife and other lawyers to stand down and let the procedures take place and work me. If they don't, they all have a new case. And that's what I'm saying. So when Snoop turned around and went on this mission and tried to say that F.O. is his and Michael Harris, that's when I drew the line. Now, true, there's a lot of talking going on. But when everybody talking and rewriting history, throwing me on the bus, so I both accept it. Or do I both accept the record straight and try to help all? I choose to set the record straight and help all. Because if you're going to tell your story, tell your story. But if it's about me and Death Row that I built, it should be my story.
Okay. And they're clearing everything out.
Yeah.
One of the employees saw the chains and said, we're not going to put these in storage. He sent them to me. I sold them. But I've asked him, like, whose were they? They were just, you know, they were just in a storage.
Yeah. They were never issued out.
Yeah, and it never says,
or taken back.
Exactly. And it would never say this was worn by this person or this chain was worn by that person. So I've never told anybody that bought a chain, this was so-and-so's, because I don't know. But
so when they gave the chains to you, you sold them. Did you get the money to Death Row?
Yes. The person sent me four. Said sell three. Death Row,
to the person that got him, the person, that came up.
Yes, yeah.
Who was that person?
Cedric Garland.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Sugar's sister. That's who Sugar should.
It was a guy named Cedric. Cedric wanted to tell me about John the racist. He said John was a racist. Cedric was the guy that everybody knows and has been talking about how he was molesting all the little white boys and went to jail for it, and which, you know, that was his thing.
I'll call you gay or homo or something like that.
That's how he knew John the racist. You know, I learned something from OJ. Some guys stole OJ's, you know, his properties, jerseys and footballs and this and stuff. You know, them guys say, OJ, somebody got your stuff, something, we're going to take you to it. We got guns and whatever. OJ goes there to get his own stuff back. Since he's OJ, they end up taking 9 years off the man's life. And the crazy thing about all that, the pimp guys got on the stand and cooperated with the prosecution. He got zero time, and OJ got 9 years. Cedric stole my property, my Death Row chain, and stuff out of my office. And you can hear what John said, how he took them and sold them. He gave the money not to me, not to Death Row. He took stolen merchandise. Now, if I go get at him, I'll be like OJ, even though I'm right, because they're not going to make him answer for handling stolen property or stealing property and selling it for his own profit because he's white. Same thing would happen to OJ. You have all these things that people been saying. The people who even spoke on John, you're racist. First, I thought they were talking about Ab's wife when he kept saying it. Then it was numbers. You know what I'm talking about. Kenya. The little girl always had all the love in the world for you. I'm the one person you can always count on. For you to go and say, fuck me, and you down with John the racist, that's a sad day for you. Same with the rest of them. Flex, Darren, you still owe that money and country money and gave you, did you a favor. So how did you know John the racist? Since you know all that, run my bread back. He didn't give the money to me. He didn't get that stolen property. If he was a black man, he'd be in prison for it, in jail for it. But no, he won't, because he's not black. But at the same time, this man can speak of something and get people to speak for him that have nothing to do with death row. I'm going to tell you who I gave death row chains to. Dre had a death row chain. Snoop had a death row chain. Said the best of the best, Tupac had a death row chain. I had a death row chain. Dogtown had dog claws, which was a great game. I think they especially made for those two dudes. Hen Dog had a death row chain. Bunchy had a death row chain. Neckbone had a death row chain. Taron had a death row chain. Lip had a death row chain. Rock had a death row chain. Hamron had a death row chain. OFTB really wasn't on death row, so they just had an all gold death row chain, no diamonds. That's it. Anything outside of that didn't come from the person who created that death row and that death row chain. It never was a label of no one else doing that before I started that. So anything with all these other dudes saying they was doing, don't believe them. You believe them, just believe that motherfucking liar. Now, I don't know why you mad at me. You should be happy for me. Your wife, the bitch you married, you got because of death row. The house you got is because of death row. Any business you started, it's going to be death row. Your son, your babies, when you look at your son, that's a death row son. Because if it wasn't for me and death row, you wouldn't have that son. Might sound cocky, but it's facts. It's true. So when you say your prayers at night, make sure you thank death row. Without death row, you wouldn't have shit. You wouldn't be shit. You wouldn't have nothing to talk about. You wouldn't have nothing to lie about. But the past, the past. We're going to move forward. Stop living in the past, fat boys. Our little boys, or whatever it may be. I'm out. Tell you what. I was born on the West Coast. West Coast was made me. I live for the West Coast. That's been said. It's a guy named L.A. Breeze who has all the potential in the world to only represent the West Coast, represent the world. So that's been said, he is L.A. Breeze. What's up, man?
What's going on, pimp? What are we doing?
Well, at the end of the day, shit, what we doing is you go up to South and show the world how great you are. But at the same time, I'm with you, but you know, ain't no pimping on mine. I'm in for the taking, not the pimping.
Right. I got you,
I got you, Hey, man, but I'm excited for you to do your shit because, you know, like I said, before as I'm...
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
The West is the best, so I definitely want to give it up to all the artists, regardless what neighborhood they're from, regardless what they're pushing, you know, the West is the West. I wish, fuck what I'm talking about. At the end of the day, you show them how you do it and how y'all do it. That's what I mean.
All right. Did we come with that shit like, I'm a product of a broken home. My papa was a Rolling Stone. Yeah, that made me head of the family. I know my real niggas understand me. Yeah, I'm a product of a broken home. My papa was a Rolling Stone. Yeah,
that made me head of the family. I know my real niggas understand me. Yo, they assassinate my character. Label me a Kennedy. Drive-bys and ghetto birds serenade my ghetto symphony. Heavy metal, Guns N' Roses, life's auxiliary. Connected to the plug via Wi-Fi capability. I'm isolated from snake niggas full of misery. When you deep-rooted, money trees fall consistently. Loyal to the soil, what pit of my solidarity. Focused on prosperity, nigga, the black bastard outcasted. Expectations outlasted. Fuck the world, I'm taking me back with four progressions I have mastered. Too elusive for your cameras. I've come to this conclusion, nigga. Life is a bitch, go see rich off prostitution. Bitches blind to the fact that's already been proven. You can't knock the hustle, the traffic continue booming. Black or white, never gloomy. That's a never in between. Stand tall for what you believe. I'm in reality, your dream. Nigga, listen, I'm in position trying to duck the shield. Robbing Peter, paying Paul every other bill. Never let them box me in, stay on my holy field, nigga. I maneuver through the sewers in the gutter seal, nigga. Flaming those on Coupe de Ville, soft stripping, that's big swim. You can't pull out no pink slip, don't cop no wood grain steering wheel for real. No imitating big willies over here. Wrong or right, we play to keep the street, shoot to kill. We used to move the pills, sold the weed by the zone. I'm just a bastard child, no father figure home. Bitch, I'm grown. Papa was a rolling stone. Ay, product of a broken home. Ay, that made me head of the family. I know my real niggas understand me. Ay, I'm a product of a broken home. A product of a broken home. My papa was a rolling stone. My papa, yeah, my papa, yeah, my papa was a rolling stone. I know my real niggas understand me. Yeah, ay, you talking slick to a can of oil. Ay, I broke the bitch to find out if she loyal. Whoa, I don't love them, I just fucking feed them. Bruh, I'm at your neck if you ain't lost familiar. Game recognized, gang, you niggas, I'm familiar. Ironically, losses in life to pick how these niggas see us. Dual seaters, twin turbos, parallel by the quattro. Bitch, we came a long way from the gospel. Prayers to the apostle. I pray I'm forgiven for future sins committed. You breaking sweats, I'm breaking pockets, playing my opposition. At an arm's distance, the conditions of a have-not. No silver spoon to ambitious, fuck your hand out. No father figure, so inconsistency stand out. Learn from niggas' mistake, that's what being a man's about. I'm on to the next, I'm good with X in my pass out. I smoke till I pass out, double up and cash out. Parts the glass house, buy that foreign on them double deuces. That's all wheels, burning rubbers, ball speakers booming. I isolate my moves to make these monumental movements. I get Scorsese on the phone, my life's a daily movie. Soundtrack that on ghetto birds, ambulance, hey. Baby mama stressing over bills and cancer plans. Hand in hand with some grams swerving on chrome. Bastard child, no father figure home. Bitch, I'm gone. Papa was a rolling stone. Hey, product of a broken home. Ay, that made me head of the family. I know my real niggas understand me. I'm a product of a broken home. I'm a product. Huh? Okay.
You a star, man. Say something for your streams. You out of there. And guess what? Man, your shit is, man, you the best. I'll tell you this. I'm still not in the motherfucking video. I'm out.
Right, damn.